Back again to another edition of the BA Sales Kennel Club Holistic Healing Hour. We are here daily, and we do have a faction of an invited audience when time allows, and this is a taping, and it will be available. The taping is today, the 11th, and it will be available, and by the time any of you hear it, it'll be at least the 12th under that premise. So as it becomes the 12th, it's live, if you will. All things being copacetic in the new world, we kind of chuckled about that in the green room a moment ago. So I'm soon to welcome my guest, and he gets it, we get it, we had a chuckle. I'm going to try the French derivation of his name. Good luck to all of us. Angel Prato.
Amazing.
Is it amazing?
Okay, folks, great.
Folks, thank you very much. Bill got one right. We're going to end the show today. I tease a little bit. Continuing, yay, continuing. Let me read his bio, and those of you that did join us and have had the opportunity, and one more thank you, ubiquitous audience, any audience, thank you. That's how we all pay it forward, and we're going to discuss that with I'm going to be funny now, Angel. and we're going to talk about his audience, our audiences, the messages that you're going to hear in just a second so eloquently. But let me do a repeat his bio. And listen, redundancy is good, especially for some of us. I'm Angel Prato, on the English derivation, if you will, the premier French learning coach. I help English speakers learn French fast. And he just did. If he could teach me. I tease a little bit and became fluent. Okay, let's get serious, because this is very serious. I use a holistic approach designed so you can start living your best French life right away. I'm a very skilled coach with a master's degree and 17 years of practice coaching adult English speakers. Those of us that can speak it, English that is. I've also been on that journey myself. 10 years ago, I moved to Austria with little knowledge of German, and I had to learn it all on the spot. Y'all know I'm gonna love this, to follow the show, the sense of humor, in brackets, judgmental natives included. Continuing, doing it the hard way like I did is tough. That's why I insist on using the most efficient methods and creating a safe space, love that, for all my clients. You learn a lot better when you aren't intimidated. Other than that, I'm an actual Frenchman who loves cheese. Love it, as you should, and that's funny. Coming from a monolingual French family who's still wondering what's wrong with me. Welcome to the club. I'm 69. Most of mine are in the great beyond, but they're still wondering. Moving abroad and learning 5 languages to fluency, my comedic side aside, that's pretty impressive. We're both, all of us together, our call to action, if you will, is please, and he'll repeat this for us before the end of the show, but it is most definitely FrenchFluency.net, and we're trying to, you know, garner folks there, and you can become a French speaker at FrenchInfluency.net, and Angel, you know where we are, welcome, Angel Prato, and I'm going to give it up, welcome. And tell us all about Angel. Welcome aboard. Thank you for being patient. And here we are. Please take it away and go right from 101 with no aspersions on anybody. I think that's a good place to start. So take her away.
Well, yeah. Thank you for having me, Bill. I appreciate you so much for inviting me. And yes, as you said, I'm a French learning coach. I think the bio that I sent to you needs to be updated, because I don't know how many years of experience it said, but I am now 19 years in of teaching French, and that doesn't make me any younger, but I'm still younger than you, so I'm not going to complain.
Yeah, thank you for that, and you always will be, and you always will be. You'll never
not
catch up.
Change.
So here, there you go. Continue. I love that.
Yes. So yeah, my name is Angel Prato, and if you're a French learner, you can practice pronunciation right with my name, because already not the easiest to pronounce. So I generally accept people calling me anything from Angel to Angel with the Spanish version, because, you know, it's all good as long as I can realize you're identifying me. I understand that French pronunciation and French in general is hard.
Quickly. I've been called everything in the book, another story. So welcome. Continue.
Yeah, and well, asking me a question, please, because I could ramble in all directions, but maybe you try to target my
You're fine.
enthusiasm.
You're fine.
No, no question.
No,
What
you're
would you
good.
like to
You're
know?
good. You're good. You're good. I'm understanding you, so you're good. You're good.
All
Continue.
right.
Continue.
Yeah, so I'm a French learning coach. I draw an important line between a teacher and a coach, in so that the teacher tends to focus on teaching the language or some content that they have predetermined, while the coach will focus entirely on the client and getting the client where they need to go. I once witnessed a speaker who was explaining what a coach is with the best possible definition, which is that a coach is a vehicle. So it's the person or the vehicle that is helping you get from where you are to where you want to be faster. So that informs my entire practice. When I work one-on-one with a client, the first thing I do is to ask them a lot of questions. You know, there's a form that they have to fill, and then I ask even more questions to make a plan that is entirely personalized for that individual. So, because of this reason, I have a small number of clients at a time. I only have 7 spots. But, you know, as of right now, there are 2 or 3 spots available, so it's fine. I also have a group program where I have seek to package that method and put as much as I can in pre-recorded classes. And then there are 2 sessions per week with me that the group members can come and ask me questions. I help them practice French and all of that. And if you work one-on-one with me, of course, you will have 1 or 2 hours just for yourself with me, with the goal of you speaking. So I've really also focused on using the one-on-one facing time or the group facing time to make the students speak, because I find it's something that's really lacking in language classes in general, that you have a lot of language classes where the teacher speaks a lot. That's not the goal. If you want to listen to me speaking, well, hey, you're doing it right now. You don't have to pay, right? If you
It's
want to hear
awesome. It's awesome.
me
No,
speaking
it's
French, there
awesome.
are French videos on YouTube. You don't have to pay, you know?
It's
It's
awesome. And just to be in totally neutral, you're awesome. That's obviously what's allowed at the aforementioned website if anybody is maybe struggling with understanding you, if they are. Does that make sense? What you just said is obviously all on your website as well, right?
I mean, I have
Just
my
in case,
website.
just
It's
in case somebody might be struggling with.
well,
And
absolutely. Well, I
you're
assume you
doing
will have
great.
some links on the
You're
show
doing
notes
great, by the way.
or
You're doing great.
whatever. But
Yeah.
I'm Angèle Préteau. You can find my YouTube channel under that name. The website is
Yep.
frenchfluency.net. I'm at
Thank you.
frenchfluency on every social media, so you can find me. No problem. And if you want to discuss your French study and you are considering working with me as a coach, you can always book a 30 minutes application call with me. No pressure, like no
So
strings
good.
attached. No
So
strings
good.
attached. Just like, you know, get in touch with me and please check out my website to understand what I'm doing first, of course. Just, you know, so we are both informed. But yeah, like I'm happy to meet anyone who is considering getting my client or my student before you jump in. So like, you know, no pressure. It's also something that's really important in my practice. You mentioned earlier the safe space element. Maybe I can backtrack a little bit to see how it
Please do.
integrates in a
Please
bigger
do.
method.
Please do.
So I have basically drilled down that learning a language, because it works for every language, works for French, will work for another language as well, is a 4-step process. And those 4 steps, they spell SAIS. That is like the French word for know, like I know. So it's selection, activation, immersion, and safe practice. So selection is basically the process I was mentioning rapidly earlier. I was saying that when I have a new client, I work very hard at the beginning to define their own program, what they need to learn. Because if you're a lawyer practicing international law, or you're a high school student, or you're a doctor working with a charity in Africa, it's a completely different set of vocabulary. And yeah, the grammar is still more or less the same, but the situation and the language that you use is going to be different. So that's why selection is so important. That's here you have a lot of the work done. If you miss this step, and sadly, almost every single language learning method or app or class misses this step, you're basically are wasting a lot of your time. I like to mention the Pareto principle, which is that, 20% of what you do gives you 80% of the results. This is here where you make the cut. You cut off the 80% by defining, okay, I am this person. I'm a doctor. For me, it's important to be able to communicate with patients or to communicate with colleagues. And therefore, this is what I need to learn. So that's why step one is super important. You already cut off a lot of headache if you do that correctly. Step two is activation. That relates a lot. I know you are in the holistic health field. Maybe you are also familiar with the reticular activating system, or generally everything that has to do with manifesting this kind of idea, which is that if you choose what you want and then you activate it in your mind, you are more likely to get there. So this idea in language learning it corresponds to basically the so-called active studying phase. So if you work one-on-one with me, I will basically select what you can learn next, or most of the time, to be honest, you are the one selecting, among the selected stuff, what is already ready for activation now. Typically, you don't do it on purpose, of course, but if you send me a piece of homework and I see, oh, you've made this interesting mistake that points to what you can learn next. So for example, you start already writing in the past, even though you've never learned it, I'm like, oh, you're ready to learn that, right? For example, so that will happen in the activation phase. So we will input consciously the next thing you can learn. So it can be a vocabulary, it can be a grammar point, or any part of the language that I'm like, okay, like now you need to get conscious awareness that this exists, and that will help you learn it in the next steps.
Gotcha.
So selection, basically you select everything you need to learn, then you select something for activation, then it's activated. Step three is immersion. Now that is super important. There are entire language learning methods who are trying to make you learn a language through exclusively immersion. That doesn't work very well, but that tells you how important a step it is that some people think it's the only step, right?
Correct. Correct.
So immersion, I like to also call it the daily French bath because it's funnier in this way. It sounds less sciencey. But basically, you have to find any kind of content. It can be written or audio or video that is in French and that you will engage with daily. Concretely, when I make a plan with a client, for an individual client, I will handpick a lot of YouTube channels, podcasts, and everything that relates to that person's interest. So either their profession or their hobbies, more likely both, and everything really that that person could be interested. It's very important when you learn a language to associate that language with things that you already enjoy. And also using content that is related to your interest is also helpful because sometimes you know everything there is to know. Like, for example, if you're already a doctor and I give you a YouTube channel that is explaining medicine, to normal people, obviously you already know all of that. Why is it great? Because you get to learn all of the French vocabulary that's related to it with not really so much pressure to understand because you already understand all of that, right? And if it's a topic that you're just interested in, then you also get to learn more about that topic and you learn your French somehow like in the background. It's really important to understand that language is something that most of the time we're not focusing on. It is a part of the background, it's a part of your context, it's like a part of your life, basically. Like right now, I'm speaking English, but I'm not thinking of like English grammar details, except if I start mentioning it, because then my brain goes like, oh, and then I will be stuck. But normally, as long as I wasn't mentioning it, I was having English as part of this interview, as part of me explaining my work. I was not focusing on English. And that's what you're aiming to achieve with the language that you're learning as well. You want to have the same level and the same way of engaging with it, or of ignoring it while you're using it, right? Like
Correct.
that. As you have in your native language, right? So that's also why immersion is super important, why you have to put in your environment as much French or as much of the language you're learning as you can, so that your brain is like, oh yeah, it's a language that is here. I personally like live in, okay, I'm not gonna elaborate in so many details in my living situation while I'm on the four steps, otherwise I'm gonna get lost. But just to say, I have four languages in my daily life. It's normal for me. I'm sure some people have more than four. Personally, I've never really been in a situation where it made sense to have more than four, But if I can have four languages in my daily life and still manage to deal with them, you can do two, right? You can have your English and your one language that you're learning. And if you can learn another two and do it, like even parallelly. I don't necessarily recommend, like you might be busy with something other than language as well. But definitely you can do it if you're learning just one language. So that's selection, activation, immersion. Those are the first three steps. And if you do only those three steps, what will result is that you will get a very good passive knowledge of the language. You become able to read it or to listen to it. You will not become able to speak it, which is unfortunate, right? So we have step four. Step four is safe practice. So I could have said, called it just practice, but one, it would have broken my acronym, which would suck. And also, I really want to insist on the safe space. It's something that you mentioned earlier in my introduction. It is super important to be in a situation where you feel safe and you are safe. Because as I mentioned, when I learned German, I had all the judgmental natives. I had a ton of problems at work because I had to like manage with stuff. And I heard so many horror stories of people who have been trying to speak French and it has backfired on them, or have been trying to learn French in an environment where people had not so much awareness of the importance of being safe. Classical case is if you've been a teenager and you've been in high school and you have every opportunity to make a fool of yourself and have social consequences that follow because, children and teenagers are not nice with each other. And it's just, you want to avoid that. Like, my students are all adults. Most of them, like the vast majority, are over 40. I have people that are all the way into their 80s. So they have had a lifetime to
I'm not 80,
have.
by the way, everybody. I'm not 80 when I do that. I tease a little bit. Go ahead, continue.
You're not the oldest person I've engaged with by far,
I'm
okay?
sure I'm
My
not. I mean that. I'm sure I'm not. And
oldest
kudos.
client right now is 81, okay? So you have decades ahead of you. That's fine. So yes, all of that to say that all the people that I work with have had a lifetime to have experiences that have, okay, maybe it's a strong word, but like traumatize them or give them enough to be wary of trying to speak a foreign language on the chance that they'll make a fool of themselves or worse. Now, that's
Perfect.
why I insist so much on having the space where no matter what you say, no one's gonna make fun of you. And if I laugh, I'm gonna laugh at the language, not at you, right? It can happen
Correct.
sometimes that the language is ridiculous. Like it happens, I'm never laughing at you. I'm not laughing very often or if you make jokes, but just all of that to say.
It truly takes one to know one. You could say anything to me personally, but that's such a good point in general, kidding aside.
But
In
like
general,
in
some people get offended easily, and you have to, be cognizant of that sometimes. Yeah,
Yeah, I
for
mean,
sure.
I'm trying my best to not offend anyone and especially
Correct.
to not make fun of people,
Correct.
even if they say things that like
That might be offensive on their side of the fence, maybe, but
well, not
again.
necessarily offensive, but more like it doesn't mean what they mean to say.
Correct.
And I don't know
Correct.
why, but with French and English, there are so many traps that you can fall into that will have the wildest consequence you can think of.
Can you elaborate on that? Is your point there
Yes, of course.
because of the dynamics of the language itself when you say that? Or because
Yes.
why? Or because why? Continue.
In general, I find that it's very easy for my students to unwantingly say something that has a sexual meaning. Like it's
Okay.
very often something sexual that comes out in that comes up in those situations,
The
and
light comes on under that premise, if you will. If you do that, if you
it's
will. That's okay.
no,
Okay.
it really it's just that I'm obviously not gonna make fun of you, but if you
Got
say
it.
something that has a sexual meaning, I will point it
Right.
out to you and be like, okay, this does not mean what you think it means.
I know, I'm
You don't
teasing,
want
I'm
to
teasing, I'm
you
teasing.
right right
Continue.
right you don't want to do that again in a
I'm
different
teasing, I'm
context.
teasing. Go ahead.
And that really helps if you're a language learner because the number of times you can get stuck, oh God. Like I have an example in my own life and in my business where I did it the other way around,
Okay.
unwantedly.
Did
I
you want to
was,
share that? Did you want to share that?
yes,
Or are you
absolutely,
about to share that?
absolutely.
You're about to
I
share
mean,
that.
it's
Go ahead.
extremely embarrassing. Of course I'm gonna share it.
Okay, love it, love it. Please do.
I mean,
Please
that's the
do.
whole point. It's like it's very easy to embarrass yourself with a foreign language, right?
Just let it go,
So, which
man.
is
Not
why
you. Not just let it go. Go for it. Go
it's
for
good
it.
to have a safe
Yep.
space where you get a chance to say embarrassing things, become aware that it's embarrassing, and don't have to end up in a situation that I was in. Because like I've had this particular business of teaching French online to English speakers for
Right.
7 years.
Correct.
In the first, maybe it was my year number two or something. It was at the beginning when I was starting to have an email list and sending email
Okay.
every week to people to help them learn French, or about the things that I have published and so on. And I was explaining that thing that I was telling you earlier about the daily French bath, where it's really important to have immersion. And
Right.
I was trying to I was really explaining that, and it came out as I love to Netflix and chill, because I thought that Netflix and chill means chilling and watching Netflix, which is what I was recommending people do to learn French. And I sent that email to 400 people at the time, and my list was smaller. Now it's over 2,000 people,
Oops,
so I hope I won't do
oops,
it again.
oops. Well, yeah, oops. But hey, it
And
happens. Continue, continue.
someone replied back, being like,
Yeah.
"Hey, I don't think it means what you think it means." And I was like, "Oops, oops, oops," and
From two errors, human and whatever, backhandedly, someone just identified that maybe he didn't mean to say that or whatever. That's great. As long
yes,
as
and like
there's no,
for
yeah.
one person who replied, how many people laughed
Right.
at it,
I
But
gotta
it's
say it. I gotta say it. Whatever example you want to use, we've all got, hey, dear Jacob, and you know that. Obviously, they're confused. You're not Jacob. Again, I've been called everything. And I think Jacob might be. You know what I'm saying? And obviously, the poor
yes.
individual. And then if it's CC copied, and it what? You know what I'm saying? And my cousin Louise or whatever, who maybe shouldn't hear what you're trying to say to Jacob. Or it happens. It's happened to
Right,
all of
right.
us.
Yeah, so it
Continue.
happened, and I personally didn't have any bad consequences for that. Now I
Yep.
have a cool story that I can tell on podcast.
Listen, it's not fabricated. That's the proof in the pudding, so that's beautiful. It's not a
It is,
fabricated
it
thing.
is.
So
I
there you
mean, I'm
go.
sure,
There you go.
and I'm sure
Continue.
I could find a lot more, I have the story of my dad and the stripper, for example, if you want.
Hey, take it away if you want them. If you
It's
want them, take it
also,
away. Take it away.
sure. Okay, so yeah, that's a bit of a funny stories. I call it my dad and the stripper because so I was at the time I was living in Germany and I have a flat that I own there and I was trying to renovate it. I did
Yep.
terrible at it, by the way. I'm not designed for that. I wish I would be better at it, but
Yep.
so anyway, I had to buy some tools for that and I was using Amazon at the time. And
Correct.
so it was in Germany, but in Germany, if you type your request in English on Amazon, it will return the right answers.
Yep.
So if I don't know the name of something in German, I would also look for the name in English. The problem is that in the case of that tool, I did not know the name in German or in English. Okay, I only knew it in French, and the word I knew was décolleuse.
Okay.
It's a tool that I've seen my father use so many times. If you have to remove wallpaper, you have to use that tool, and a
Good. So
stripper.
you're not going to
So.
tell me, you're not going to tell me something like the French connotation in the German version, you just called him a bastard, if you will. I mean, is that what it is? It's
No,
just
no,
the,
no. It's
or
the
okay.
name of the tool in French, décolleuse,
Got it.
is just a name for that tool. It
Got
does
it.
not mean anything else.
Got it, got it.
But
Okay,
I
thank you for
typed
that.
it,
Thank you for that.
I looked it up in the
Yep.
dictionary, I found the word stripper, and I was like, interesting. And I typed stripper in Amazon. It did not return at all what I was looking for. Then I typed it in Google Image, and it was like, not at all that tool. And I was like, okay, why? And yeah, eventually it came to me that I had to say wallpaper stripper, and it was a completely different thing.
I
But
got you
yeah,
now. I got it. I
that's
got it.
how I call it the story of my dad and the stripper, because when I was a kid, I was always seeing my dad with a stripper, and I didn't even know.
Got it. Got it.
So yeah, like.
Oh, go ahead. Finish your point. Go ahead. Finish your
Yeah,
point. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
just to say that like words have meaning and you never really know what's gonna come up, and it's good to have a space that is a buffer where you can try things out. So that's why
Correct.
the last part of the process is not just practice, but safe practice, because it's so much easier and even faster if you don't have to worry about the consequences, because you never know what's gonna happen.
Correct. And thank you for that. And for everybody's, I think that's a good point in time to my supposed capacity is to be a conduit with all my other names, you wise guys, to bridge maybe for those that are listening on my side of the fence. We talk about so many of these things. So for my people, nobody's my people. The people that are in the audience that come to my shows, we do the workouts for geriatrics and the nutrition and all that. There's elements of this because we talk everything about all kids from 1 to 92 languages, believe it or not. And for those that listen in, it would be very similar to Dr. Anthony Mativier. And I'll stop real quick. You don't happen to know, you can just nod. You don't happen to know Dr. Anthony Mativier's work, or do you?
No,
He's out of
doesn't ring a
Australia.
bell.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. For those that, it's kind of very similar to what Dr. Mativier, for my audience, when he was on the first time and is soon to come back, about those are memory palaces. I know you know that jargon. And it's how to do memory. This is why yours truly is a student. Anyway, for those that listen to the shows, kind of what Angel, my new friend, is talking about is kind of based a little bit on that for the appreciation of my audience to hopefully go into what you're talking. One more thanks for your patience. Also, for those of you that have joined the show, soon to be three-time back guest, when I don't forget his name, I love my friend Byron. Byron Athene, so much definitely what you say, aside from the language per se, he's a psychologist, psychiatrist, and all kinds of things you just said for my audience. That's kind of what Angel's talking about to help everybody hopefully segue into where he's at. And you're doing great with the accent. I understand it. You're on. Continue, continue.
Well, I'm trying. I mean, I'm speaking English more than I'm speaking French, so it really helps having it tuned in. If I was trying to
Great.
do all of this in German, well, first off, I probably wouldn't be able to be that precise and that
Real
fluent
quickly,
in German.
I'm sorry. On the
But
point about Dr. Anthony Mativier, I'll give you his particulars behind the scenes. He's a
right.
PhD. He's a PhD. And no aspersions. I think he knows like 30 languages or something like that over a
That
long
is a
time of
lot.
doing it. Over a long time of doing it. Over a long time of doing it. But I love the science of it. I love what you're doing.
Yeah.
So continue, continue, continue.
I stopped after six. I don't really see the point
Hey,
right now of
listen, come
having a
on. I mean,
seventh,
and
but
I don't.
yeah.
If I can get to the second one, I'm gonna throw a parade down Main Street.
Yeah, you
Okay,
should.
so
It
continue.
is an achievement. I mean, to go from one to two is the hardest. Absolutely. So,
So continue. I didn't want to get you derailed, but I think that helps maybe fuse what we've been availed to with, now that he's so eloquently continuing. So I'm going to shut up and let him continue. Continue.
I mean, yeah, I think I've covered basically like, what's coaching, like the four steps. I can probably segue a little bit into holistic, although, I mean, you understand already based on everything I've explained that it's all holistic,
Correct.
right? You have to take into account your entire life, your entire personality, if you want to successfully learn a language. And it's really interesting all of the ways that I've never actually had a whole interview or like writing about that. Maybe it's a bit too nerdy, but all the ways that language learning methods have failed because they were not holistic.
Correct. Yeah,
Blows my
gotcha.
mind. Just like every time there's a language learning method and it fails for some reason or other, or it's not as successful as it should be, it's because it wasn't holistic. And
Correct.
pretty much every aspect of the four steps, there's at least one method that has missed one or three or perhaps all four of the steps, and they have failed because of failing to
Correct.
have the whole approach. So,
Got it.
yeah.
Just so this old man doesn't forget, walk us through all of your social media and repeat the website and aspiring plans, where you're at, all of it. Let's hear it all as we kind of slowly segue out. Go ahead.
All
Continue.
right, well, it's fairly easy. So the website is French Fluency, one word, .net, FrenchFluency.net, and every social media is at French Fluency. Even YouTube actually is at French Fluency, but if you type my name, Angel Préteaux, in YouTube, you will also find the channel. So yeah, it's that simple.
And if you want to just reinforce, if you want, at that website, pretty much what he did just say. If you want to one more time repeat that, feel free to do so.
Yes, so it's FrenchFluency.net. The website is quite large, but there's a tab for coaching. I have two main programs. One is called the French Transformation. So it's frenchfluency.net/transformation. That is my one-on-one coaching program. Then there's also my group program, which is called the French Fluency Accelerator. So it's frenchfluency.net/accelerator. If you become a one-on-one coaching client with me, you'll be automatically invited to everything in the group program. I like to keep it flexible and easy to adjust, also because people have different stages of life where sometimes it's easier for you to take a lot of sessions and sometimes you just can't, and you'd be lucky to find your time to come to one group session a week. So I like to keep flexible this way. But yeah, please check out the website if you're interested. You can always book a 30-minute application call. It's called an application call, right? It's, just really a meeting where we can talk about. You tell me what you have been studying, how your life has been, and what your goals are, and we see if we can work together. That's basically what it is.
So under that premise, again, my crazy, you're truly customizing the program for the said individual with no harm, no pressure, no foul, which in my humble opinion, you have to be relaxed if you want to be an auto mechanic with no aspersions on being an auto mechanic. You got to be relaxed, whatever you do, right? Or
Yes.
how, or it's just not gonna work. Sometimes
I would assume so.
it takes a little bit to get relaxed, but that can be accomplished. That can be
Yes.
accomplished.
I've never been an auto mechanic, but I would assume that it
I'm
is the case
teasing.
as
I'm
well. I know, it's just like, yeah.
Also, I know is when something's broken auto mechanics wise, if I can see it and see it, if it's a broken light or something with that's in my capability with no tape toolboxes, I don't want to work on automobiles. If it's just a choice, no aspersion.
Hey, I
Or
don't even
some,
own an automobile. Okay, so
well, there you go. There you go. There
I'm
you go. There you
European. I
go.
live in a big European city. We don't need cars. It's just,
I was gonna say you can't. I mean, you know better than I haven't even been to Europe. But I was gonna say you survive when in the car society without one. That's awesome. Do you bike? Do you bike? I mean, seriously, is that your mode of
Not much.
transportation?
Not much.
Not much.
When I lived in Berlin, I used to bike more. But now that I live in Vienna, the public transportation system
I
is
was just gonna
so
say.
good.
I was going to say, we won't compare it to ours, and we'll just, meaning the USA,
Right.
I can guarantee never having had the privilege to be in your country. It's got to supersede ours, and we'll just leave it
I mean,
at
I
that.
was in the US last year for 3 weeks. I was visiting my friend Linda, which I actually met through my business.
Were you shocked at how much you have to go through on public transportation, coming from where you come from, or not
I
necessarily?
didn't really try, to be honest, because she lives in the countryside, so there's zero public transportation. And if I wanted to go somewhere, I went with her in the car. That was the only option.
Got it,
And
got it.
then we spent a few days in Washington, D.C., and yeah, no, that was horrible.
I was gonna,
I don't
well,
know
yeah.
how dare they call that public transportation? It's
Listen,
practically easier to go on foot.
we're
Like, what
not
the hell?
in a minute,
Sorry for
because
swearing.
I in a minute I always ask my guests to segue out on the world situation. We'll get to that. Washington, D.C., let me tell you, I haven't been there for years. Any decade, 5 minutes ago, 50 years ago, that has always been the biggest crazy bottleneck that makes no sense under whatever normal conditions are. That's one of the worst. So sorry you had to go through that. But
I mean, I
it
was
was.
on holidays. I can't complain. Some
Oh my
people
God,
live
that's
there.
just the craziest, insane. And I haven't been there in 40 years. And I remember when you said that, I'm in traffic, vicariously, virtually, when you
Oh,
said
God.
that. I
So sorry.
remember it well. It's crazy. All right, before I do have you segue out on the world part, honestly, is there anything else we should squeeze in? He's going to come back. If I have to go over there and pull him over, I tease. He's
Well,
got no.
something
He's
I
got
can
no friend.
squeeze in that your audience might be interested in. I have meditation tracks on my YouTube channel to
Thank
help
you.
you learn French. I
Thank you.
have, three, four different tracks and some affirmation tracks that are designed to, according to the meditation and also affirmation rules, but also to learn French, like a sort
Got
of
it.
a
Got it.
crossover, achieving two things at the same time. So if you're learning French or you're interested in French or you're perhaps already speak French, these are good things that you can use. Like the affirmations, if you already speak French, it works better when you practice affirmations if you do it in two languages, rather than just one. So that's
Right.
why I made those tracks. So I thought I would throw that in because maybe some listeners will be interested.
All right, before I ask him the question, and if you play your cards right, you might get some good French cheese. A little inside joke that he told you
I'll
might
take
get some
that.
good French. I'm teasing a little bit. Okay. Semi-serious, no fear factor, whatever. The world's obviously at a precipice. It's obvious.
Yes.
We like to profess that it can be a very enlightening and a really blessing, and things can maybe change for the far better, broken traditions, systems, and all of that. I guess through all of that, those that are, maybe
I'm getting some more water because
really, go ahead,
it's
please
getting
do.
really serious.
Please
Really
do.
serious.
Okay, please do. Listen, I'm going to take one right behind you while I'm talking. How's that?
Yes.
I'm teasing. Really, seriously,
Prove
we
that I
love
am
our
sitting in Austria.
love it, love it. And that's, we talk a lot about water here, and believe it or not, I am familiar with that brand. I've never have sampled it. We'll talk about that another time. Good for you. So the world,
Yes.
as it turns on its axis moving forward, an old sitcom, if you will. Just reassure to everybody how enlightening it can be, and why and where, and young folks like yourself all cross generations. And thank you everybody for coming on my show for that. It's the message. And that's how we all do things together right then and there. So no fear, no factor, just being vigilant, take it away. What would you suggest for everybody as the tonic, if you will?
That is such a broad question.
It is. It
I
is. It's a
absolutely
loaded.
feel
It's a loaded
completely out of my
question.
depth
Yeah,
answering this
it's a loaded
question.
question.
Very
It's a loaded
loaded.
question. Take your time. Take your time.
I mean, I have a motto for my own life, and perhaps that's a good moment to bring it up. My motto is have fun now, don't mortgage the future. And it's on purpose that there is no oper like no you know conjunction or whatever in between the two things. Have fun now, don't mortgage the future, because if it can be thought of a but kind of thing, like have fun now, but don't mortgage the future. Like, for example, don't spend all of your money now, because otherwise you won't have any money left. Or it can be taken, don't eat too much sugar now, otherwise you'll have problem later, right? That kind of things. Or it can be thought of as a therefore. Have fun or so. Have fun now so you don't mortgage the future. Because as the law of attraction teaches us, you attract more of what you are. So the way to attract a better situation is to sort of already be in a better situation. And that's not good news if it's the first time you're hearing that, of course. But hear me out. You have to make the most of the situation that you're in now. Like, there is no point in holding out on things that you could do now, which would make you feel better or, have more fun. You can, feel good now, have fun now, feel better now, whatever. There's no point in holding out on something that will make you feel better now, because you think it will bring to a better future, because most of the time it won't. I have so many of my clients who are in a very stressful situation because they have a corporate career and they feel really stuck in that career, and they think that somehow magically when they reach X milestone, it will get better. And then they reach X milestone, and oh, there's another milestone, and then there's another one, and it never ends. And I think it's really, really important to do what you can for your well-being and the well-being of those that are close to you. Like, in hopefully you are in a situation where your well-being aligns with the well-being of those that are close to you. Otherwise, you're in a bad situation. I guess I can only say that, like, my well-being is absolutely aligned with the well-being of my girlfriend. Like, there's no. If you're in a situation where it's her or me, we should not be in that situation, right? So do what you can for your well-being now, because it's the thing that's most likely to help you in the future. That's what I could say. Hope that makes sense.
That's just perfectly beautiful. Again, to the earlier point, our show, our people, our team, we're all a team.
Yeah. Oh,
We
and
should
I
not,
need to
we
add a
should,
caveat.
I'm sorry, go
Sometimes when
ahead.
I say do what you can for your well-being now, that sometimes includes doing nothing.
Correct.
Like, maybe you're super crashed because you don't have any more energy for the day, or you're in a situation where you don't really know what to do, or everything would make it worse. It's fine to do nothing. Like, sometimes the best thing you can do is do nothing, and
Absolutely.
very often if you do anything, you're gonna make it worse. So that doesn't doing nothing is absolutely included in what could be done.
Thank you. synopsizing it, we say, he just said it. We just say it differently. It's the same message. Don't worry about the things you can't control. Take care of the things you can, and you will
Yeah.
be amazed. You will be amazed. So I'm going to sign off to the audience for today. And as always, good Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll be right here waiting for you tomorrow, and we're going to do it again. Continue to pay it forward. We're going to thank, he knows, Angel, Angel Petro, and I said it wrong. He's going to hang around
It's
for a
fine.
second.
There's a
He'll
link. It's okay.
be back. He'll be back because he has to be back to straighten me out. You see, there's a method to my madness.
Just
Bye
like
bye, audience.
it's one thing
We'll
with
say.
language learning, you have to have repetition, you know? So, yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we'll say bye bye for now, and we'll see y'all again tomorrow.
Thank you
And
so much for having me.
just keep paying it forward. It doesn't matter about numbers of subscribers. It does, because you continue to pay it forward. It is about us, but it's not about us. It's about us projecting it out together. That's how we're going to get resolution to a lot of crazy stuff that's going on right now. Peace,
Yes.
everybody. We'll see you all again tomorrow. Thank you. Bye bye for now, and may God bless.
Thank you.
Okay, my